More than $60 million in renovations to Syracuse's Hancock International Airport have been completed. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the project is meant to improve the traveler experience and the region's image.
Governor Andrew Cuomo cut the ribbon in the redesigned terminal with new interior and exterior signage, more natural light, and kiosks. Gone is the outside concrete canopy, replaced with an open facade and two glass pedestrian bridges. Cuomo says airports are key for driving tourism and new businesses.
People land here, they get a sense right away of what Central New York is all about. There's no second opportunity to make a first impression. Let them now come to this airport and say, wow, because this is the wow factor.
Christina Callahan, executive director of the airport, says a thriving region needs a thriving airport.
It gives people, you know, a good sense as to the region that they're visiting. You know, if this is what the airport looks like, imagine what the rest of the community looks like.
She says while they were putting the project together, they have also been out knocking on airlines' doors and bringing in more service to destinations like Denver, Raleigh, Durham, Fort Myers, and Nashville. Patrick Mannion, chair of the Syracuse Regional Airport Authority, says renovations alone will not attract more low-cost carriers.
But I think with the authority and its focus on travel and keeping our expenses down and making the place beautiful, that will do it.
He says the renovations are the culmination of various projects the authority has worked on at the airport over the past 8 years. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.